9:30 Sunday or Saturday morning, and God just moved, and I should have known better when Dr. Tom Farrell got up to preach at almost 10 o'clock that we were going to be there for a while, but God did move, and the messages was great. I got to see one of my old professors from college, and God worked in my heart through Scott Gray and Tom Farrell, Dr. Tom Farrell, Dr. Tom Raven, and also Brother Scott Pauley, and just God just moved. I like to preach to you on the simple thought, sent from God. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. If you in the habit of marking things in your Bible, I like to draw your attention to this simple phrase, sent from God. Best that I know how, I'd like to speak to you in the next few moments on sent from God. Father, we love you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. Father, we thank you for what you've done in our hearts and our lives already. Thank you for the sweet time of fellowship that we are able to have here as a body of believers. Lord, I thank you so much for each and every individual one in here and their heart to serve you and their life to give into you, Father. And I pray that somehow, some way, you'll work through this message on our hearts, Lord, that you'll help us in 2017 to see what you have given us to do, and with the theme that our pastor has picked, declare your glory. And Lord, just the thought from this message being sent from you today. Lord, we love you and thank you. In Christ's name, amen. I am convinced that God is still working in this world. You want to know why he's still working? Because born-again believers and the Holy Spirit of God is still on this earth. God still wants to do what he was doing for centuries, past centuries, past centuries. He still wants to do the same thing today, and that's to lead the lost to himself and to encourage Christians to be what they can be for him. We hear this story in John chapter 1, and we see the discourse of Christ coming on the scene, and we know that there was a forerunner in Malachi chapter 3:1. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." We understand that in this passage of scripture that it's not John the writer that he's talking about. This John is John the Baptist. He was the forerunner of Christ coming on this earth over 2,000 years ago, the first time. God had, even from the womb, even before he was conceived, he was given over to God. Even from the very time of his birth, he was given over to God, and he was declared for God's glory and for God's honor, and all his life was to be given over. There were certain things that he couldn't eat. There were certain things that he couldn't drink. There were certain places he couldn't go. But God, in this time of his life, and we don't know exactly how old John the Baptist was in this portion of his life, but we know that there's one thing that the scripture said, he was sent from God. Listen to that statement. Sent from God. In order for us to be as born-again believers, sent from God. If you go in the New Testament and you read five books of the Bible, the first five books of the Bible is Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. The first five books of the Bible, or first five books of the New Testament, sorry. First five books of the New Testament. I'm thinking about Genesis. The first five books of the New Testament. And if you read the first five books of the New Testament, you find something very interesting at the end of every four Gospels, which are records, and at the beginning of Acts. Christ came on the scene to really die. And we saw our Christmas cantata, from Christmas to Calvary. He was foreordained to be born to die. God sent his only begotten Son into this world that all men through him might believe. God sent his Son, and he sent a forerunner before that, and that was John the Baptist. John the Baptist was forerunning. He was going forth telling who was getting ready to come. And there was a dispute here that the disciples and the Sadducees, or the Pharisees and the Sadducees, come up asking who he was. And he declared that he was not the Christ, but he was sent from God. That's who John the Baptist is. But understand this, in 2016, I am happy that the Lord allowed me to lead at least 9 people to the Lord. I am happy and I'm excited about that. But God still wants to work as much as he did in 2016 as he still wants to work in 2017. Because he's still on the scene. We have to understand and come to the grips with this, that we are sent from God. You know, the problem is a lot of times in my Christian life when I lose my focus or I get distracted, you know what happened? I find myself, my prayer life lacks. My Bible reading lacks. My time with the Lord lacks. What did it say about John in his testimony? He was sent from God. So my first point, he had to be with God to be sent from God. John the Baptist was with God. You got to understand, he spent time with God. And God spoke to him. And God gave him the words to say. And it wasn't until God sent him forth that he couldn't go out and do. I find in my own Christian life, the times that I lack the most in witnessing is because sometime in my life, in that day, I have been rebellious to do what God has called me to do, and that's to be with him. A lot of people have a desire to see people saved, but it's more than just a desire. It's putting feet with that desire and just going. In Matthew chapter 28, it gives us a beautiful picture of the gospel and talking about the commission and talking about God sent. And God said in Matthew chapter 28 to go to all nations. It says in Matthew 8:10, go therefore and to teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Matthew, we were to go to all nations, he gives the commission. In Mark chapter 16, we are to go to every creature. It's starting to get personal. In Luke chapter 24, it says we ought to go to our own Jerusalem. And in John chapter 20, we ought to go with God's presence. And then in Acts chapter 1, we ought to go with God's power. That's the great commission, is going with God. God is ever present. He's omnipresent. He's always where we are and every other place that we are. Every door we close, every dark room we go into, every place we try to go hide from the Lord, God is still there. Jonah tried to run from the Lord, but everywhere Jonah went, God was still there. Why? Because God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's always there. And as a born-again believer, he lives and dwells inside of us, and he's called us to this great work, and he wants to send us forth to do it. John the Baptist was literally sent from God because he was with God. The problem I find in my Christian life, that the problem is that we are not being with God. And in order for us to witness and to be what God wants us to be and to move forward with what God is doing in this world, we must understand that we have to be with him to be sent from him. We have to have a personal relationship with Christ. We have to have a personal relationship and a communication, not just claim to be a Christian, but the communication that comes from daily prayer time, daily Bible reading. And yes, I have goals for 2017. I look to read the Bible 3 times this year, and I look to read 12 books, just all different types of goals that I have. I look to lose weight. I try to do that every year. It doesn't happen, but I try to do that every year. I was just now just going through the books that I was reading. My list of books that I didn't complete is longer than the books that I finished. Yes, I have goals for 2017, but I think my greatest goal should be is to be sent from God. Is to be and to do what God has called me to do. He's really commissioned me and given me in 5 different areas. So you even go to the Old Testament and Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and in Numbers and in Deuteronomy and Joshua and Judges and Ruth, and you keep on going, then I can show you examples where God commissions us in those books to share the gospel, the good news. But Jesus Christ came and he born of a virgin birth, and he was buried, he was crucified, and he was buried, and in the next 3 days he rose again from the grave. And in Hebrews chapter 10, he's ever seated at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us. And that is the gospel, is to go out and share our faith. And my problem is in my life is because I'm not being with God and not have a personal relationship like I should have with God, and the reason why I'm not going from God. I think that's very important in 2017, that I need to understand that I am coming from God. I do have 4 points, but I don't know how many I'll get out. Number 2, not only was John sent from God, but he was willing to go from God. Look at this. The same came for a witness. That word witness means to testify. John went from God, willing to go for God. We ought to be willing to share the gospel and share our faith. I love to hear testimonies of people leading people to the Lord, and it's amazing to hear that, but it convicts my heart because I don't have those testimonies like I want to. But we ought to be faithful. I remember listening to a man preach. He pastored a church in just north in Kentucky, just a small little coal mining town. No more than, I think, 2,000 people that live in that town. And he pastored the same church for 42 years. And he lived off, I think it was like $200 or $300 a month. But he was faithful at witnessing. It wasn't until he was in his pastorship for over 30 years until he saw the biggest person in their town saved. And after that, just God to open the doors. Now their church is running in numbers. Because he was faithful to be willing to do what God wants him to do. Numbers aren't nothing. Faithfulness to God, willing to go for God, and I've already given you my third point, being faithful to God and willing to God, just to do what God wants us to do in this world. We have to understand, as born-again believers, we are sent from God. And let me tell you the amazing truth about this. Christ is coming back. He promises us in the Word of God that He is coming back. You know what that tells us? We are now forerunners for Christ coming back. Listen, we don't prophesy like John prophesied. There was prophecies that John prophesied. We don't prophesy. We have the written Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, written for us in the English-speaking world in the King James Bible, given to us by men that were faithfully serving God. Many different people, but they spoke as the Holy Ghost moved inside them, and they penned these words for us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. And God's given to us the perfect will of His own will in the Word of God, and tell us His will. And 2 Peter, it tells us His will. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. And this is the will of God. Not any should perish. Not willing that any should perish. If you ever want to know the will of God, the will of God is that all men come to know Christ as their personal Savior. Not willing that any should perish. Doesn't mean that everybody's going to come to know Christ. It doesn't mean that everybody you witness to is going to come to know Christ as their personal Savior. But it shows God that we are being faithful for Him sending us forth into this world. I am convinced all that God has done, and back in the early days and all the major revivals from 1600 all the way up to latter 1950s and the middle of the 20th century or the 21st century, and all the major revivals that happened there, even the revival that happened in just a few months ago in Burlington, North Carolina, I'm still convinced that God that was working in the past is still working in the future and is still working in the present. And God is still willing to use us if we are just willing to let Him use us. We just taught the teens to be Spirit-filled people. And being Spirit-filled people, we don't have to do anything but be willing to let God fill us. Of course, we have to have a clean heart. Of course, those things are very important. So number one, we must be with God to be sent from God. Number two, we must be willing to go from God. Number three, we should be faithful to do what God has called us to do. John was faithful. He says to bear witness of the light. That word bear means to be charged and given the responsibility to witness. We have been commissioned after commission after commission. We see multitudes of people coming to the Lord in Acts chapter number 3 and number 2 and number 3. And 3,000 were at the day of Pentecost and were saved and baptized and added to the church. But you got to understand, when Jesus Christ started, he had won 12 disciples, and those 12 disciples, and he won more disciples, and Luke, at the middle of Luke, now we see 70 disciples, and from that, it multiplied to 100 and some disciples at the day of Pentecost, and from there, that was disciples and apostles are different, and from there, 3,000 people come to know Christ. You know how we can win Elizabeth City? You know how we can win the whole city to Christ? Is each person winning them one by one. It's taking a person and discipling them and teaching them how to soul win. And we're trying to teach our teens how to not just to go from the part of inviting them to church, but get them to the part of actually leading somebody to Christ. They just found out this weekend, and something I've been telling them the whole time, but God turned the light on. Each one of them said on Friday morning, I think I started off with that. Each one of them said on Friday morning, is it that easy? Is it that easy to win somebody to the Lord? They understand they have to go with God to be able to do what God has called them to do. God has commissioned us. God has given to us. But you want to know why? You like my W's? Willing. With willing. You want to know why? It says it right here in chapter 1, verse 7. Look at the end of that verse. That all through him, what? Might believe. That's why God wants to send us forth. And that's why we ought to be sent forth from God. Because we have been with God, willing to do what God wants us to do, faithfully doing what God has called us to do, so that someone can come to know Christ as a personal Savior. I had the chance opportunity when I was there at Mid-Atlantic Youth Conference, and I'll finish with it. At the Mid-Atlantic Youth Conference, I had the chance and the ability at Thursday night to step out of the auditorium with two young men and to hear them confess their sins and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and give me that testimony that they have. They didn't know all the words to say, but they had the peace of God which passeth all understanding in their hearts and their minds. And I knew from what they were before we started and what they were after that they were truly born again. God did a change in their hearts. That's what God is saying. That's what God sent John the Baptist. He was the forerunner of Christ's coming on the scene the first time. He was only 6 months apart. And then Christ comes on the scene in this chapter. John the Baptist baptizes Jesus Christ. Christ is coming back again. And he's sending us forth in 2017. Aren't you glad that you get one more chance, one more year to fulfill what you believe God has called you to do? I don't think I have done everything that God wants me to do in 2016. And I have to stand before God and give that account. But I am thankful that I get one more chance. Yes, we're not promised tomorrow. Yes, our life is as a vapor. Yes, we ought not to look for the mercies of tomorrow. Yes, we ought not to look for the things, but we ought to prepare that we have for 40 years. We ought to live for today, but prepare that we have 40 more years to live. Listen, God is sending us forth as God sent John forth to be willing to be with him, to be willing to witness, to be faithful. Why? That all men came to know him. Well, I'm done. I'm just done. So praise the Lord. Let me go ahead and pray, and then we'll have a 5 to 7 minute break in between here. Everybody can use the bathroom.